This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Raiders make a commitment to Max Crosby. Was it the right move? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Pearl, everyone loves Max Crosby. He's dedicated. He's a great leader. You know, he's got all the tangible and intangible qualities. But why we're asking, was it the right move, is it's a win now move to have a guy like Max Crosby on your team.
What do you mean?
I know the Raiders are saying they want to win games now, but what is the actual roster going to produce? You've got no viable quarterback on the roster right now. That could change, but no viable quarterback. You are really, really thin at the skill positions. Maybe your offensive line gets better. You still need a lot of help on defense, even outside of Crosby, and you compete in maybe the hardest division in all of football. Three teams made the playoffs last year from that division. So I ask you, like, would it have been a better use of the asset to trade Max Crosby and try to get a haul back and really try to build this thing the right way with the Raiders?
Yeah, but you have nobody. I mean, first of all, I actually didn't even know Crosby was even considered to be traded. That what else do you have to save the money for? You might as well keep a 27-year-old Max Crosby. If you get good, say you get a rookie quarterback in 2 years, if you're good, you still have him in his prime. I say save him. Otherwise, you're never going to get a player back like that.
Well, but here's the thing. You could be good in 2 years. What does that mean? Are you competing for a Super Bowl in 2 years?
Well, say you go the rookie quarterback salary cap. Yeah, within the first 2 or 3 years, you hope to be competing for a Super Bowl like Joe Burrow or Carson Wentz with the Eagles. Yeah, I think the window in the NFL is what, 3 years with a rookie deal? Yeah, I think you want to have Max Crosby there once his young quarterback learns a little bit about how to play football.
That's fine. Is Joe Burrow in this draft? Is even Carson Wentz in this draft? Like, I don't think so. You know, Cam Ward, the comp, at least according to one person, Chris Trapasso, is David Garrard. And Shedeur Sanders.
But that's ridiculous.
You know, the comps are Teddy Bridgewater and Geno Smith. I mean, these are guys who have not sniffed a Super Bowl or winning consistently. Now, I'm not saying they can't outkick that coverage and be a lot better. Just saying the comps are not, you know, Joe Burrow almost seemed as close to a slam dunk as you possibly could as far as QB. He's coming off one of the greatest seasons in college football history.
I totally reject that David Garrard comp.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It's
a guy who's on our show who's a draftnik who's coming up with a comp, and he said David Garrard.
Well, it's a ridiculous comp. I mean, for Cam Ward, who's going to be a number one overall pick or two or three, and I love Chris, but that's not a real comp. I mean, if you're listening in the car, trust me, Cam Ward is not David Garrard. And I have no...
You're saying he's closer to Patrick Mahomes? That's not true either.
Well, he's definitely a high-end quarterback. I mean, yeah, you could definitely... I think that you could say he's similar to a lot of the prospects in last year's draft. Like, he would have been one of the six first-rounders last year. He's like Penix, Knicks, not that far away from Jaden Daniels. Like, he's going to be really good.
Okay, but he would have been maybe in that crop of last year, but not one, two, or three.
Yeah, but he probably would have been right after that. He probably goes ahead of Penix.
Okay, that's fine. But again, you're asking that person then to be making a Super Bowl in their first 2 or 3 years?
Well, that's the formula. That's what I'm saying. There's been very few Super Bowls where one of the quarterbacks was not on a rookie deal. So you need a young quarterback so you can build a ton of talent around him. It's just happening again and again and again. Brock Purdy and the Niners happens to be, I know they tripped into that.
Yeah.
But generally, you have a cheap quarterback and you build a lot of talent around him. So if the Raiders do that, to build talent around him, you're going to need to keep somebody. You can't just let everybody go. Keep Max Crosby. So maybe that's the way it works out here. Say Shador is really good. I think it's possible. Then in 2 years, Shador is already 23, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Could be really good, and you build a lot of talent. You have a lot of cap space. You bring in some wide receivers. Boom, you're a playoff team, and you're pretty good.
Okay, that's a rosy outlook. That's probably the best case scenario, right?
But right,
I think that the Raiders are thinking a lot more short term than even that. You know, mm-hmm. they wanted to go after Matthew Stafford, which you actually said was ridiculous because even Stafford wouldn't have been able to lift this team and raise them to the level of contender.
No. And Stafford would be gone in 2 years, and then you wouldn't have anything. Then Max Crosby would be sitting there alone again.
Okay, well, that could happen now. Like, you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you bring in Russell Wilson. These are not quarterbacks, I don't think, that are capable of lifting you towards a Super Bowl. So, again, unless you draft Shador Sanders, which would be totally fine, but even he would sit for a year, most likely, behind a Rodgers or a Russell Wilson or some other veteran. And then you have Max Crosby sitting there making all this money, yeah, being a team leader, but he's been a team leader for years, and we haven't seen them get anywhere close. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game since 2002.
So
it's so dire right now for the Raiders. I guess my gripe really is not with you. It's with management thinking that and insisting that they're going to win right away.
Well, we haven't seen that. I think you got to be a little patient and see what happens this week because they haven't actually made any win now moves. I mean, Max Crosby's their own player. They haven't brought in anybody. Yeah, they tried on Stafford, but they should have read the tea leaves and known that there's no way Stafford was going to go to a 3-win team when the Rams.
But they were crushed, according to Diana Rossini. Absolutely so, crushed that they didn't get Stafford.
By the way, by this logic, everything you're saying, you think the Browns absolutely have to trade Myles Garrett. The way you're describing it, it's a no-brainer that you let him go then.
I would, and I actually think the Browns have more talent than the Raiders, but I would if I were them. Because you're picking so high in the draft. If you wanted to replace him with Abdul Carter, like that seems a little bit more, you know, and you have this crazy salary cap situation potentially with Deshaun Watson. You got to figure out what's going on at quarterback. Yeah, I would definitely trade Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I it's a similar situation to the Raiders. I don't know that unless the haul is so great, which I don't think it will be for either player because they're going to be so expensive. I don't know, because you're never going to find another Myles Garrett. Garrett's not that old either. I would say, I just saw the Browns freed up a ton of cap space by restructuring Deshaun. I would say, hey, Miles, here's the Brinks truck. Stay here for 6 years, see this thing through with us. Because there's no one else to spend money on.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that. You've had Myles Garrett, and he's been awesome for years, right? Just like Max Crosby.
Yep.
And what do you have to show for it? Unless you get the quarterback right, you're not getting any of this stuff right.
Two playoff runs.
That's not right.
They beat the Steelers in the playoffs. That's an all-time achievement by the Browns.
But that's not a run.
Was Garrett there? I think he was.
Yeah, but that's not a run.
One playoff win.
Yeah.
In 20 years.
Yeah, this is, in other words, it's
that's not a run.
It's the glory days of the Browns. This is the
right
best they've
that.
Ever had. So
yeah, that one time.
I like selling early. It's a great idea. And yeah. I like the Patriots the way they always sold early. But you look at these bad teams with one good player, I don't think you can say blanket. If you're a bad team and you have to have a good player, it doesn't mean just let him go and take in draft picks. So Max Crosby with the Raiders, Myles Garrett. I'm looking at some of the other bad teams. Most of them have at least like one guy to hold on to. Let's see. For example, the Titans. Okay, bad example.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jeffrey Simmons is hurt.
The Jets shouldn't just, they have to have a good player, right, EJ? Who's their good player?
Well, they've got two.
Garrett Wilson,
Sauce Gardner, Jermaine Johnson.
Yeah, I'd probably let both.
All pro.
Yeah, I'd probably let Sauce and Garrett go, though.
Well, yeah. Okay, so
but
look,
they're not
it's
nearly
good enough for the Jets.
Some of the guys we're talking about now.
Yeah, because you told me Sauce was overrated.
Yeah, he got a bad year last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think that you got to hold on to one guy because the Raiders, for example, stay on them. If Max Crosby walks out that door, you have Brock Bowers and 20 guys that no one's ever heard of on your team.
Yeah, but you know what? You've armed with draft capital now to find either the next Max Crosby or something in a timeline that makes a little bit more sense. Because Max Crosby wants to be a winner. That's not happening right now with the Raiders. I just don't see this as one of these Band-Aid situations, quick fixes. I don't get that. 855-212-4227. If I'm wrong, and you obviously we have to see what happens with QB, But I've been high on Tom Brady as like, hey, let's give him a chance. And he's very involved. He's in the building yesterday when Max Crosby meets the media and signs that contract. I don't see the vision right now.
They're probably looking across the country at Washington and saying, you know what? They did it really quickly. Young quarterback, bring in some Band-Aid free agents.
The Commanders.
It's a lot easier in the NFC, I think, because the AFC West is pretty deep. I think it's either this year or next year they have to draft a quarterback in the first round. Do we all agree on that? And even if they did sign Stafford, I would not rule out drafting a quarterback. Maybe do Tyler Shuck at the top of the second this year. You got to do something. You got to get some youth in that QB room.
855-212-4227. Okay, so that's what's going on with Max Crosby and the Raiders. You can call us and let us know. You love what the Raiders are doing right now? Should they have traded Crosby instead of signing him? Sean's our pal in Oregon. What's up, Sean?
Hey, I was just listening to you guys and listening to Perloff left the game early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do that, but Perloff, you got to be forthcoming. I hope you told the guys you were leaving early before you guys went in.
As a matter of fact, I did, but why? What's the difference does it make?
Well, to me, like when you go to a game like that and you're down there front row, I always watch those guys. You know, I remember I took a friend of mine to the Western Conference Finals. We sat eighth row. I paid good money for those seats. And he took off, and he said he made the mistake of going out the wrong door. He said he was going to go out and smoke a cigarette. Well, I know when you walk out the other door, they're very clear that when you walk out that door, you can't come back in.
Oh, yeah. That's my worst
re-entry
nightmare.
Yeah, it's a big one.
And I think if you would have paid for those tickets yourself, you wouldn't have left, brother.
Oh,
so,
is that true?
It isn't like going to a birthday party. When you go to a birthday party, you know, you show up, you make your appearance, hey, lolly, lolly, and you leave early. You know, they say, hey, brother, we're cutting the cake. And you say, hey, I'm good with cake. Adios.
Yeah.
But when you go to a game, brother, you know, the people that are there watching you hope you're a vested fan. You know, I'm real serious about when I go to games. When I go to the games, usually I don't even get out of my seat for any reason. I make sure I don't drink too much so I don't even have to go to the bathroom, brother.
Wow. That's commitment, especially if it's a football game or something. They last forever. Well, here's the thing, though, Sean, in Perloff's defense, Manny was the real Ranger fan. I'm not sure about your other friends, Pearl. Manny was the real Ranger fan. Sean, thanks for the call. And Manny was there. He stayed, and he was cheering.
I'm exhausted.
Sean sounds like the price this morning.
Sean sounds like a lot of fun at games, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, we know he's there.
You know who should
not
really
getting
be,
up? Steve Ballmer would love it.
You know who should be upset right now?
Who?
I'm looking at EJ, and I'm looking at Manny. Because Maggie's ruined this for you guys. Now I can't take you guys to a game again.
Why?
It wasn't my fault.
Because you guys keep calling me out for leaving early. Obviously, I don't want to stop losing these tickets by bringing all this attention to it. So
no.
Sorry, guys.
I defended you, so.
I know, and I know why. You're smart, EJ.
I think you're right.
No.
I left because I was actually thinking about the Chris Stapleton show. Remember, I didn't even get to see him perform.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
I had three Cokes, hoping to use the caffeine.
We went to a concert. EJ had about 6 hours of editing ahead of him. Oh. He's looking at his clock. He's like, I don't know. We have a show in 4.5 hours. I have so much work to do right now.
I have no idea if Maggie's going to show up the next day because she was badly sick. So I don't know what my role is going to be.
Yeah, Stapleton. And they said Chris Stapleton's coming out in 5 minutes. 45 minutes later, nothing.
Oh, my God.
And I could see EJ's like, do I have the bandwidth to actually start editing this Emmitt Smith interview right now? Anyway.
I felt it. So I've been there where it's like he's either up all night or partying.
I'm closer to you, but you know how much I love those progressive "Don't Become Your Parents" ads.
Yeah.
Do you know the one where they're walking into the football stadium and they're talking about when they're going to leave to beat traffic?
Yes.
And the guy goes, "All right, we're not going to talk about leaving before we enter the building." I'm definitely, you know, I could be a Dodger fan. Let's put it that way. I may show up late or leave early.
And also, like I said, look, now if it was, you know, J. Cole or if it was
like somebody you love.
Yeah, somebody like, you know.
I thought you were going to say if it's game 7.
Yeah, if it's, you know, A. Marie. I mean, all right, you know, that Emmitt Smith interview is going to edit at 3 a.m., baby. I'm not a Chris Stapleton guy, so I had to make that call. I think that's a call everybody got to make.
We do have, and, you know, we are so spoiled and lucky to have our jobs. There is one funny thing I noticed about, we work at a place where you can get baseball tickets. But I have a sense that April and May, when it's 47 degrees and raining.
Not me.
Yeah, there are a lot. Those tickets are always available.
The ones in September, not so much, obviously, when the Yankees and Mets are trying to make a push. No, I have a rule. I will not go to a baseball game before Memorial Day. Because, and it's not because I love baseball. It's just something about baseball to me is best enjoyed when it's hot. You know, it just doesn't feel right unless you're, October and it's, you're really got some stakes. But to just enjoy one out of 162, that has to be warm day in the sun, beer in your hand, just kicking back.
Yeah, I'm going to baseball games for my birthday and not really enjoyed it because it's April and it's cold. It's just I'm not trying to be out there in the cold. That's why I don't go to football games late.
But
the
thing is, I think it's a mindset and a mentality because I'll go to a cold football game. Like, I don't love being cold, but I'll go to a cold football game and it feels right. Whereas going to a cold baseball game, it's like my brain's like, this is just not the. And you're sitting out there longer in the football game than even the baseball game nowadays.
Yeah, I have already looked at the schedule because they're only going to give me good tickets for a cold game against bad team. I have Saturday, April 26th against Toronto circled as I bet I can get. Nobody's going to want those, right? We got Toronto in town, Tampa Bay, Tampa. Diamondbacks game.
Oh, that's the money one right there.
You should take a birthday party there.
But then
give you the whole row.
Then there's a Subway Series in May. May 16th, it's starting to get warm. You guys are going to want to go to that. Yeah. Anyway, it is a calculus how you get free tickets. I think also the secondary market, you can afford, not everyone can afford to get tickets in June and July. A lot of people have to go in May.
Yeah, I mean, the secondary market's crazy.
Some people got to just wait until like a minute before tip-off or first pitch. Also,
yeah, last minute.
To get tickets at a reasonable price.
It's just nuts. 855-212-4227. Meanwhile, TVs are getting better, cheaper. Although I don't know what the tariffs do to TVs. I haven't thought about that. But anyway... the home experience is just so awesome. But you guys had a great time last night. I'm not trying to downplay. You guys had an awesome time. The photos look great.
Hockey is obviously, it has its reputation of being better live. It's better live. It is way better when you're on the ice.
I brought my disposable camera as well, so I'll definitely have those pictures very, very soon.
Hey, what's up with that? Why did you bring a disposable camera when you have a camera on your phone, man?
Trying to get into film, trying to get into photography a little bit, so trying to pick up a hobby, trying to not be a loser like you guys constantly point out.
But it's a disposable camera. You can't change the focus or anything. It's just a little cheapo camera.
Well, yeah, but when you have skill like your boy, you can make any picture look fantastic. You know what I mean?
Wow, look at you. Marty Scorsese over here.
I have no idea if I'm good at it.
So Manny also wasn't here, Perloff, for the first time around with disposable cameras. Like, you missed that when they first became a thing and we all had them and they were kind of annoying.
Caught the tail end of the disposable camera.
By the way, first time around, I don't think there was a second time around.
No, it's happening now.
Kids
today like the disposable cameras.
Well, we'll indulge in the disposable camera.
Oh, that's a trend right now.
It's a trend.
Why? Why, if you have a phone, would you want a disposable camera?
Because film pictures are cool.
Yeah, but get a camera where you can actually move the focus a little bit.
Well, you can't really take those into Madison Square Garden. However, a disposable one is more acceptable at some of these arenas.
Yeah. Also, I would say if you're a young person, say you're partying, but you want to have the camera part, but if you drop it on the floor or something like that.
Yeah. Wait, are you not allowed to bring a camera into a sporting event?
Not one of those big ones, yeah.
What about like a normal Nikon?
I don't think so.
Because you can bring binoculars.
But that's not
photography.
I don't remember them ever examining for that. No camera.
There's like a line in terms of how good your camera can be. Like, so you can bring in a pretty decent camera, but I think like a I don't think you can bring a DSLR. Now I'm getting really into.
Yeah, that'd be recording also.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense.
No, I think this is the nostalgia play now. By the way, when we were doing disposable cameras the first time around, which is when I was in college, you would have like 32 exposures, right, in one camera, 34, and you were lucky if you got two decent photos out of that.
Not even worth developing the camera.
I got
film.
So many fuzzy.
You're like, this camera's only $8, and then you spend $32 developing crappy photos. My daughter, like, we have a Polaroid. She likes that.
We did that at the Super Bowl.
I love the Polaroid.
EJ's Polaroid. Yeah. That was really fun. But yeah, there's a lot of bad photos from my college days because of the disposable cameras. Just such junk.
Yeah,
I've seen my mom's like a photo album and just like her Penn State days. And I'm like, what? I can't even see any of these.
Who is this?
I actually did a little work as a photographer's assistant at football games. They have 25 lenses. Those people are madmen. Have you ever worked with one of them? I'm sure at SI. Oh, my God. The real professional photographers at sporting events are geniuses. They're so different than Manny holding a little disposable camera.
Can't wait for those to get developed. 855-212-4227. Okay, lots more to do. We're asking you, do you like the direction of where the Raiders are going? Now, a lot to be determined, most notably quarterback. So we'll get into that next. Plus, somebody is calling out a famous athlete who told a story recently. They're saying it's fake. Get to that next.
All right, Maggie. Now that I've been on the glass scouting, I am ready to take my knowledge and dominate in Prize Picks. Prize Picks, of course, is so much fun for NBA, NHL, golf. You can get into baseball already. It's the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. It's so simple to use. You pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 1,000 times your money.
Can I tell you, I was a winner last night thinking about you guys going to the Garden, so I went more than on Alexi Lafreniere's time on ice, and I put that together with Donovan Mitchell points, and your girl's a winner. It was that easy. It can be that easy for you, too. Of course, Prize Picks is available in more than 40 states, including our friends in California and Texas. Just download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP and get a $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play just $5. And win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit for just playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Manned P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. You know what? Yeah, I made a decision in the break. From now on, I only bring my kids to these sporting events.
Hi, Manny's Lucy, like one of your kids.
Yeah, because everyone's making a big deal of leaving early at the Rangers game. I have a 4 a.m. wake-up call. So do you guys.
What does that have to do with me? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, EJ, you're fine.
What about me?
Bogus, you always say no. Always.
This was the second time, and I had a job last night.
Also, you did say Manny was great because you can take him anywhere.
I know. I'm gonna sneak Manny in.
Manny now an honorary Perloff.
Yeah, EJ. Thank goodness. EJ, though, I would not take you to a hockey game, though, EJ, but you are a blast at a Knicks game because he can explain to you what all the sneaker deals are. Mm. He knows the contract. He's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so, this the seventh player on the Grizzlies signed a deal with this Chinese company. And I'm like, yeah. EJ's a must-have at a basketball game. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Maggie, I'd love to take you, except you're banned.
I know. Banned from the Garden. Well, you know, when you point out some hypocrisies with ownership, all of a sudden they put you on a list.
Yeah. I don't know this woman, by the way.
But you were disappointed because the celebrities were not the same as when you go to Knicks
games. Yeah, so I'd heard that hockey games can draw big celebrities. Last night was not great. They had Low from the Hills, and I love that Maggie knew who that was.
Okay. I do know who that is.
Yeah, me too.
She's not top billing.
Who is that?
She's third. Kristen Cavallari
is one and two.
Who's the other woman? No, there was a co-star.
Heidi Montag.
Yeah.
Another famous one. And Adriana.
Yes.
Audrina, whatever her name was.
No, but we haven't said the main character. There was we're missing
Kristen Cavallari.
No, there's another one.
LC, Lauren Conrad.
Yes. Lauren Conrad,
Are these the California?
I said, yeah. Yes.
Are these the original California?
Yeah, take the 405.
Yeah, The Hills was pretty funny.
That was college for me, The Hills.
Did you watch The OC?
Yeah, definitely.
Similar. That was like the fictional version of The Hills.
Yeah.
This is like millennials, like right up the rapper alley.
This is right in my wheelhouse.
But she was at the top of the power rankings last night in celebs?
Pretty much. Manny said the people from Train were there.
Yeah, the band Train was there, all three members. I can't tell you what those dudes' names are, but Train was there.
The lead guy's name is Pat something,
I think. Sure, okay. Pat Boyle?
Nope.
That'd be like those hidden, we're talking about, we once had dinner unknowingly with a really famous blues musician that none of us knew. If Pat Boyle somehow was secretly in train and he's just been working here for the last 5 years and no one ever asked him, like, oh, what'd you do before?
Hey, it's like that guy.
It's funny. He does know all the words of that song.
Wait, you weren't Aaron Rodgers' backup quarterback at the Packers and Jets? Tim Boyle. Oh.
Different.
Could have told me dude's name was Justin. I would have believed you.
Yeah, I don't have much on train. Sorry, guys. Let's go to Kevin's in Oregon. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning. You know, back in the early 90s, I was part owner of a group of four of us. We had season tickets to the Portland Trailblazers, Clyde Drexler team. And, you know, some of the games, I had tickets for 10 games. I always get some tickets that were to kind of crummy games. So at halftime, I would go up to the 300 section and find some kid and his mom or dad and escort him down to our seats, which were about eight rows up behind the Trailblazers bench so they could watch the second half of the game. And I was wondering if Perloff was a nice enough guy to go find some poor kid, give him a ticket at the end of the second period.
Yeah, his name was Manny. The tickets are set up. You can't do anything like that. You have to get through,
not
like,
transferable. I think
you have like three levels of security. They figure out exactly who you are from the second you walk in. It is quite organized. You can't sneak anyone down.
They have your social security number and everything.
See why they would do that with you, Perloff. I mean, you're famous, so they probably, as soon as you walked in, they were all over it.
Mm-hmm. No, these seats were so... Actually, Kevin, but in reality, these seats are, like, so special that they don't let you screw around, because otherwise you might rotate in people. You can't do any funny business. And you have to be best behavior, too. I was a little worried about Manny.
Got it.
I was a little bit, like, 3 minutes in, I'm like, oh, okay, it's fun to be at a hockey game. He's banging the glass,
yes,
screaming Russian curse words, as far as I know. Maybe they were Spanish.
Spanish, Russian.
A little bit of both.
Very similar to the ear.
Honestly, legit hockey fan. Did not know. I knew you liked hockey, but he fit right in with all those crazy rabid Rangers fans.
Manny, good for you. And if you're not banging on the glass when you're sitting next to the glass, why you're wasting the ticket?
Well, I'm not a Rangers fan. There were a lot of Capitals fans there.
Yeah, there
were. A lot of Ovechkin jerseys. Everybody is cheering the same way.
I'm sitting ice level at Madison Square Garden. I'm going to bang that glass.
Manny's got a drink in one hand, banging the glass on the other.
I literally just had... Zach Gelb sent me a video of... You know, me just being in the background. There I am, banging the glass with my double jack in my hand.
Awesome. Send that over. We need it for our social media.
That's another guy who took a big L last night.
Yeah.
Zach?
Yeah, it is.
Zach Gelb, Infinity Sports Radio Network, afternoon host. Invited him. Huge Rangers fan. Can I say what he was doing?
What was he doing?
Oh, we got to know.
He may or may not have had a date.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Zach, if I wasn't
Who's
supposed
the
to say
lucky
that.
Lady?
Zach, I will buy you lunch if I wasn't supposed to say that.
Ew! And he's listening, so you'll find out about 3 seconds.
Well, Zach, his dad, Bob, works here, so we could all tell Bob. could have Zach's business all over this office.
Right before the game, he texted me. He said, I'm having really bad FOMO. At least send me the seats and tell me they're not that great. Ooh. I sent him the seat. The goalie is 4 inches from me.
Shesterkin.
Is 4 inches from where I'm sitting. He's backed up.
Night before, Zach sat behind a Nick bench, so he could have had back-to-back.
Yeah, epic three nights in a row, actually, would have been. And he was at the Rangers before that. Yeah, he was not feeling it.
Man.
He's got to marry this chick now.
I was going to say, now I want to know how the date ended, because either he's going to be like, no, I'm good, or he's going to be like, oh, that was a miss.
He's like, oh, no, there was
scoring. He also lost 81-58.
Yeah.
And is buying somebody else breakfast this morning.
Maybe he lost it overtime like the Rangers.
Maybe.
Now he should be very mad at you. Meanwhile, headlines.
Oh, yeah. And here we go. Everybody sit back. Earmuffs, clear the room of youngsters. If you think Pac-Man Jones is smart for cheating any and all NFL drug tests, get a hold of Eagles GM Howie Roseman explaining the difference between winning your first and second Super Bowl.
It's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second
Perfect.
Time...
That's actually great.
The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this.
Manny, your thoughts.
Oh, my God.
That's AI.
That is not true.
That's not true.
That is Howie Roseman.
That is artificial intelligence.
On Todd McShay's show/podcast.
I saw the video, so it's definitely real.
Yeah.
Well, and the funny thing is, Howie Roseman probably
is still waiting.
No, I probably did both things right around the same time. What was it, 2017 season? They won the Super Bowl. That probably
could have been that night.
Probably that night.
Some lucky lady in Minnesota.
That is the most. That might be the most incredible soundbite I've ever heard.
Yeah, this is why I choose abstinence.
Sure. Abstinence chooses you.
Oh, damn. Man, is he still? Is Howie Roseman like still think this is the parade or something?
Remember, he had that gash on his forehead,
right?
From the parade.
Someone threw a beer at him, like to him, and he missed, and then it hit him in the head. Wow, he couldn't have thought of any other analogy.
I mean,
he's right.
He's, I was going to say, it's very logical thought when you break it down.
He's very right.
That experience rings true with me. I don't know. I don't want to speak to you guys.
I agree.
I mean, it wasn't the most enjoyable 38 seconds of my life, as I recall.
I think she felt.
I can guarantee it was not her most enjoyable 38 seconds.
That's it.
But those 55 seconds, 2 days later.
That was like a wild card loss for her. That was the Chargers blowing a lead to the Jaguars for her. Not a Super Bowl win.
Was there literally a sad trombone playing in the corner? Womp, womp, womp.
Wow. Howie Roseman's supposed to be buttoned up and serious.
I know.
Well, now you win two Super Bowls.
Sounds like
you're out here
Gruden.
Getting all this action.
Yeah, it sounds like. Was that Gruden? Yeah, you win two Super Bowls.
Drowning in.
God.
All right. Well.
Roseman, by the way, got down and dirty with some agents this week following up that Saquon Barkley extension with yesterday's 3-year deal with linebacker Zach Bond. He's guaranteed $34 million. It's $91.5 mil guaranteed for Max Crosby in a 3-year extension with the Raiders. Crosby is now the highest paid non-quarterback, averaging $35.5 mil a season. NFL Network and Cheryl Bosa, Nick and Joey's mom, say the boys could reunite in San Francisco. Joey is on the open market after the Chargers released him to clear $25 mil in cap space. DK Metcalf reportedly wants a trade out of Seattle, and we are told that the Browns have reworked Deshaun Watson's stupid contract to clear about $35 million cap space. The large majority of this $230 million commitment to Watson has now been paid out. Giannis is the 52nd member of the 20,000-point club after putting 34 on the Mavs in last night's 137-107 beatdown. 30K is next, but
it's not a goal of mine. I don't think it counts in your legacy if you score 25,000 or 27 or 30,000. I don't think. I think there's more winning, you know, counts more in your legacy.
Only shot at LeBron.
Only five guys got the 20K at a younger age than Giannis, including LeBron, plus Kobe, KD, Wilt, and MJ. The Cavaliers clinched the playoff spot by holding off the Heat, 112-107. Nikola Jokic, 22 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists. In the Nuggets, 116-110 win over the Kings. And the T-Wolves, 125-110 winners in Charlotte. Nick, legend Julius Randle, 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists for Minnesota.
Attaboy, Jules.
An upset last night in the vaunted SEC.
Morrell penetrates. Natapadula for three on the way. Hits the rim. Hits again. No. A tip is no good. Brakefield gets the rebound. He puts it in. Brakefield puts it in with 7.5 to play. Rebels lead by 2. 78-76.
That's from Learfield. Jamin Brakefield, the putback with 7 seconds left. That was the difference. Ole Miss taking down fourth-ranked Tennessee, 78-76. Miami just officially hired Duke assistant coach Jai Lucas as their new head coach, replacing the retiring Jim Larrañaga. Lucas expected to leave Duke after the regular season, which ends this weekend. Alex Ovechkin, career goal number 885 in this very infamous hockey game. Caps 3, Rangers 2 in overtime. And an update quickly, guys, on something that Maggie brought up yesterday. Next year's World Cup finale at MetLife Stadium will feature a halftime show for the first time ever, Pearl.
FIFA
has hired Coldplay's Chris Martin to come up with the act, like the NFL has given Super Bowl duties to Jay-Z.
Does Chris Martin just put himself in there?
I don't think so.
They did. He was up there with Beyonce, right? At the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah, that was San Francisco, I believe. Santa Clara.
Yeah.
I think there's like a wink-wink that you don't
put yourself in. I mean, Coldplay's got a lot of hits. And they're a pretty international band.
But they wouldn't need this guy to book himself. They could just book Coldplay.
He could just be on the stage on his piano while somebody else plays. I mean, that like not Coldplay, but like Chris Martin with fill in the blank. Somebody's mentioned Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa makes sense.
Sure. Oh, that could be good.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
I think they're going to go. What I said, Pitbull yesterday, Shakira, I think we brought up a couple times.
Right.
How about Olivia? Rodrigo. Olivia Rodrigo. She's probably a little more popular than Dua Lipa, even.
I don't know internationally.
Yeah, I don't know. She's kind of Taylor Swift light, maybe.
Yeah.
Or does Chris Martin, because he's like a British, you know, rock star, does he go old school, try to get the Stones or something like that?
But I still think of this continent or this hemisphere, it's got to be Shakira.
I agree, Pearl.
Yeah.
It's got to be North American.
You can't bring
or South
a European
American?
Guy. We finally got soccer away from Europe and we're going to have an English band play?
I don't think they think that way.
Yeah, the entire globe is watching it. So you can't like put Jason Aldean up there.
No, not but Train. I'm getting booked for this.
Or Dave Matthews Band.
No, have I mentioned that?
I'm just throwing it out there.
I know the limitations.
Don't
no Pearl
defensive.
Jam either.
No need to get
I kind of thought somebody from South America where they're good at soccer, not from here.
It's the biggest act from Brazil.
Yeah, exactly. Who's big in Brazil these days?
Bad Bunny.
The Eagles, they won a game there.
Who's saying Girl from Ipanema?
Chargers, they're playing there next year.
By the way, this is some pretty good video here. This is definitely Manny on the internet banging on the glass when Mika Zibanejad got blindsided a little bit, and Manny's standing up for his dude.
Tom Wilson.
That right before the fight?
Yeah, before one of the fights, yep.
And I like the Twitter handle here, Snark Messier.
Yeah.
But that's you, Manny. Nice job. Good eye, Zach, too, who found this.
You definitely got to give it to the opposing team when you get that close.
Oh, definitely. No, Manny, you were totally in the right here.
Oh, yeah.
You could have thrown your drink over the glass. Well, maybe not.
Well, you see, here's the thing. My idea was I was already about a drink and a half in, so I saw Tom Wilson right in front of me and basically blindside Mika, like you said, and I challenged him a little bit. That's why I stood up, got up against the glass, and I said, yeah, my 5'8" behind is going to try to take your 6'5" behind for knocking over my boy Mika like that.
Yeah, I'm sure Mika was really lucky to have you.
Tom Wilson was incredibly lucky that there was a partition between us. Yeah. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
Simple.
You and him, same.
I would have caved his face into that ice.
That's the Jack Daniels speaking.
That's also about 4 years of him just bullying the Rangers also speaking. But I digress. No more hockey talk.
That's all right, Manny. You had a fun time last night. This is cool. Perloff got you the seats. This is awesome.
Perloff left after overtime as well.
Yeah. going back one topic to the halftime show at the World Cup. The biggest concert ever was actually in Rio. It was Rod Stewart in 1994, played to 3.5 million people. So actually, English acts do play well in Brazil and on this coast. So I think...
A little Wake Up Maggie?
Yeah, I think that you could get...
No one's ever said that to me before in my life.
I think you could get an old school act like Madonna or somebody who could play this and satisfy everybody.
I don't think Madonna's in a position of playing anywhere.
Let's get Paul Anka. Why not?
I think she's still touring. Madonna? I think she's on a tour.
Billy.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Coldplay is also gigantic internationally. You were right about that, Maggie. They're fourth on the list behind the Stones, U2, and Taylor Swift. Beyonce, very high. Beyonce's perfect.
Yes,
Beyonce
she is.
Works.
Beyonce would be just write the check, be done with it.
Is it somebody who's going to have a new album out?
I don't think that's the...
I don't think you have to do that, but...
There's a new billboard around...
I mean, Sabrina would be the only person I could think of.
Can you imagine if it's... How old's Rod Stewart right now?
Exactly.
90?
92?
Coming out, if you like my body and you think I'm sexy. Yes!
He's 80 years old.
Well, we saw Mick Jagger the other day at the anyone see him at the Oscars?
Yeah.
He looked amazing.
I know, but can you, when you're 80, can you still sing a song called Do You Think I'm Sexy?
You can't.
Don't you have to pass that baton onto someone just a little bit younger?
No. Swagger is endless.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rod Stewart could still take your girl if he wanted to.
You know, I saw him on the street once in New York, and he was walking down Fifth Avenue, walking down the street, saw Rod Stewart wearing an ascot. He looked debonair.
Exactly like Rod Stewart, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I've seen him on the street,
Immistakable.
Too.
Immistakable.
Yeah. And you would have went to lunch with him if he asked?
Yeah, but at first I would have said thanks for nothing with the song. Because as someone named Maggie, it's been a part of my life for a long time. But
who the hell is Rod Stewart?
But have I told you lately that I love you? And more importantly, at halftime of
Don't worry.
I'm not missing anything.
By the way, I said he paid the biggest concert. That was 1994. Is that 31 years ago now?
I was 3 years old.
Venue? Where were 3.5 million people to stand together?
You know who played? Remember Justin Bieber used to have concerts, like massive international concerts, millions of people. How about Biebs? Canada?
Canada is in the bid as well. They will be playing games in Toronto, so that actually kind of does check out.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, neither did I until just now.
What about Drake? Revenge tour on Kendrick. Okay. You got the Super Bowl.
I got
the
World Cup. That ain't happening.
They'd be so tone deaf to put Drake up there.
What if Chris Martin's secretly Team Drake?
All right. Have at it, bro. I guess it's going to be what? MetLife is the final?
Yeah, MetLife Stadium, baby.
What if it's a Drake Rod Stewart collab?
Oh, God. Wait, this is 20... Let's get me to the second half.
2026, right?
Yes, next year.
Yeah. So this is going to be a whole new set of popular acts.
Yeah, I don't think a New York crowd's going to be favorable to Drake even in 2026. That has to be into Canada. Have to be.
Well.
What if we own Canada by then?
That changes everything now. It's true.
Well, as Rod would say, the first cut's the deepest. 855-212-4227.
When you say that, 1920?
Boy.
Just about. Okay, lots more to do, including one NFL story. Oh, no, we have to get to the big story that got refuted. I couldn't believe that this is not true. Get to it next. A little Coldplay for you. We found out Chris Martin from Coldplay is going to be responsible for booking the halftime show at the FIFA World Cup final. They've never had a halftime show, Pearl. In the chat, Drunkle Sam said Bruno Mars could be a good one.
Yes.
That's smart.
I'm looking at this. There are three performers who performed two Super Bowl halftime shows. Bruno Mars is one of them, Beyonce is the other, and Stevie Wonder. So they know how to do these big acts.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Meanwhile, we got to update you on a story that I'm just like, I'm so disappointed, I guess is the word, to find out that the story may not have been true. Dwayne Wade was telling this really kind of epic tale, Pearl, of when he realized that things were going south between LeBron James and Pat Riley and the Heat. And it wasn't what you may have thought. It wasn't about playing time or basketball philosophy or anything. It was about somebody having the audacity to take away LeBron James's post-game cookies.
And this one day, he was like, hey, where my cookies at? And they had to come up there and whisper in his ear and tell him there were no more cookies on the plane.
Yeah.
That was set back away from the game. He pushed that table, that cars back. He sat there quiet, doing his head like this. I was looking, I'm like. He ain't play cards no more. He sat there like this.
And Smack, you got to know, if this car game gets shut down, serious.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, Wade and said it was basically a larger metaphor that they were being too controlling, you know? It's like you take away LeBron James's cookies.
Yeah.
He's a grown man. He's a champion at this point. Had been with the Heat for 4 years. You got to trust that he can handle, you know, a couple desserts. Meanwhile, Dan Le Batard, who has a really strong connection with Pat Riley in the Heat, massive radio show, now podcast out of Miami, says it's possible the story's not true.
One side has been told. The other side, from every crevice of the organization, is denying that story is true. You choose your truth. I'm giving you both truths. The Miami Heat believe that in this one instance, Dwayne Wade appears to be lying.
What? He's lying? How is he lying?
Oh, so it did happen, but it wasn't cookies?
It was ice cream.
Ooh.
He did say he loves his cookies and
ice cream. It was ice cream. It was not cookies. Pat wasn't the coach. He didn't travel, doesn't know what the food is on the flight. It was the nutritionist, not Pat. And this one.
It's not great leadership.
Everyone knows, this is what I was told, everyone knows that Pat would have eaten those cookies himself because of how much he loves chocolate chip cookies. So the story just has no truth to it.
I don't know about this one. Feel like the nutritionist is getting thrown under the bus here. I do not believe that Pat Riley, Perloff, just because he's not traveling with the team, is not hyper aware of what everybody's eating. I think he's that insane.
You and EJ have this infinite ability to believe random crap you hear in NBA podcasts.
This guy.
Do you realize that 85% of what you hear in any former player talking on a podcast is made up or misremembered?
This crap is crap.
You think Dwayne Wade was lying here?
I think he was exaggerating for effect. Yes, I do think he was lying.
I think he probably remembered
a quarter of the story, and I was like, well, I'll tell it this way. It's more entertaining. I think there is a much larger gray area of why LeBron left Miami for Cleveland than cookies or ice cream. Yes, I do believe that.
This is the only thing that makes sense to me. They were on a roll. I mean, they had won 2 out of 4 championships. They had been to the finals every year. Why he would want to leave just doesn't compute. If it's not about the cookies or the ice cream, what? There's no other logical explanation.
Of course there was. Miami was on the way down, and he saw a possibility to win a title in Cleveland. He's a basketball genius. Of course it was about cookies. It was like he were getting old, and the Cavs were sitting there young, ready. He got a great headline out of it, and he won a title. Of course there was that's my point. There was 1,000 reasons. There's never just cookies. It's never cookies. It's never ice cream. There's always more. And of course, Dwayne Wade's making up stories. Guy's an entertainer, Maggie. You know that.
Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you to Manny Rodriguez, Manny Pucks. Thank you to Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Weedo's Coffee Drinkers. You guys are fantastic. We'll see you tomorrow. Finish out the week strong.